Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, is it paranormal or is it just the cats?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. And if you want access to our bonus episodes, the advanced episodes, the full archive, everything there, all ad-free. You can check us out on Apple Podcasts on our exclusive channel. You can even try that for 3 days free right now if you go to the Real Ghost Stories Online premium plus area. Yes, do check that out. You get access, like I said, to all of the content ad-free, binge away on it at your will. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, not too much, Tony. You know, with that headline there about is it paranormal or is it cats? I'm just telling you, if you have some paranormal activity in your home, get a cat, because at least then, you know, if you hear something weird, you go, oh, it's a cat. You can just blame it on him and it might help your life a little bit.
I like to blame everything on the pets.
It's not going to stop paranormal activity, but you might be able to live with it better, because then you're watching TV, you hear something weird. It's like, what are the cats into?
Yep.
And then you don't even get up to investigate.
That's true. You can just say, it's the cat.
The cats. And then if you don't have the cats, you got nothing to blame it on.
You just
got to
go demons then. Yeah.
The other day, I heard something weird in the other room. And I was like, what is that? It sounded like some kind of paper or something. I don't know what it was. Well, come to find out what it was my cat knocked off a bag of bones that my dog was carrying around. And the cat had one of the bones in the other room. So I'm like, if you didn't have cats, then you would be like, that's paranormal. But it's not. I'm like, oh, of course, it's the cats.
But how many of our stories actually are to be blamed on cats? You know, if you really, really dug into it, it's like at the end of the day, it turns out the show should really be called Real Cat Stories Online. and because it turns out 98% of the stories are actually because of a cat.
And they also can make demonic noises like that.
Yeah, they can. They're freaky.
I did that. My cat just jumped. But they can make these weird sounds. They can get into weird places.
They can levitate.
I swear they can. So I just think a lot of it could be blamed on the cats, and it might just help you rest a little better at night. Mm-hmm. Just waking up when you hear something that sounds demonic going, must be the cat.
It does make life a little bit easier. It really does.
It's just an idea.
You can also blame them for all sorts of other things, like crimes, financial crimes, crimes against humanity. There's all sorts of things you can
stealing your identity and
stealing
put
your
in dark
exactly
web.
Exactly. It's like cat did it. The cat did it. And normally the police are like, oh, just that fucking cat. I'll ignore these seven bodies that are sitting in front of your home and the fact that you're holding a weapon. But no, it must have been the cat. You're defending yourself from the cat. Yes. Oh, good on you. Good on you. That's how that works. Could be the cat. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a call. Hi.
My name is Regina and I'm from Ohio. Your show for almost like 2 years now. So I am 21 years old, about to graduate college, and I've only had two experiences in my life that were kind of strange, but I wouldn't like consider myself sensitive or anything, just very, very not aware. I'm very oblivious to everything. So I have two stories that aren't too long. So my first story happened when I think I was a junior in high school, and I was staying at my aunt and uncle's house because I was taking care of their cats, I believe, and I decided to bring my boyfriend at the time along. It was like a little sleepover, and so it was getting late, and he decided to go to bed, and he was going to sleep in my aunt and uncle's bedroom, and it was late at night, and I wake up hearing the door to the hallway, like the bedroom door, like it was closed, and it was shaking, like it was like someone was trying to get in, but wasn't getting in, so it just kept shaking. So I was like, that's strange. And then my boyfriend at the time also heard it and woke up, and he was like, oh, it's probably the cat. So I was like, okay. And then I went back to sleep. I woke up again. I heard it again. And then I was like, okay, it's the cat. And so I went back to sleep. In the morning, I woke up, and I was sleeping. The bed is in between, on a wall, against the wall, but on my side, it was a closet door, and then on my boyfriend at the time side, it was the hallway door, like the bedroom door. So I woke up and I saw that the door was open to the closet a little bit, like it was cracked. And it wasn't like that in the when we first got into the room, like all night it was closed. And then I saw the door open and I looked down and I saw that the cat was getting out of the closet. And it, what really freaked me out was if that would have happened, like the cat at night opening the door, then the cat would have, I would have seen the closet door open. There was no cat on the other, like obviously the sound, it was like coming from the, like the hallway where the door was trying to open at night. And if the cat would have done that, the cat would have kept the closet door open and we would have seen the cat at the bottom of the door on the inside of the bedroom where it was all night, and they only had one cat. So I found that really strange. I wasn't sure what to think of it, but I don't really tell many people because they're all like, oh, well, this is probably the wind or something, but all the windows were closed. There was no draft or anything like that. So another story that I have, this actually recently happened. So I was in my apartment this year, probably a few months ago, and I was with my two best friends. And one of them is a sensitive and can feel energy from like seeing some things sometimes. But one night we were all hanging out, and I was just hanging out on the couch next to my one friend who smoked cigarettes. My friend that's a sensitive, like she just saw a ghost. And I'm just like, what is it? Because I was freaking out. I wasn't sure what she was looking at. And she was like, oh, it's nothing. Like, it's nothing. It's probably just something that wants to, like, get in touch with me. And I was like, what was it? And she was like, I saw a face in the smoke when it flew. Like, it was right behind you. And I saw it, like, a face forming. And it's probably something that just wants to tell me something. But, like, not a lot, because she knows that I get scared really easily, but at the same time, I want to know things, even though I'll probably regret wanting to know it. So I was freaked out, because I never, it was near me, like, she saw a face right near my person, so I'm just, like, weird, okay. The strange thing is, the next day, I get a message from someone that works with my mom, and one of my mom's closest friends, like one of her best friends, and also one of my friends, had passed away that night at work, like in the office. She passed away, and I found it really strange that my friend would see a face and just say, like, something, once how he's getting contact with me or something. And then find out, and this is the first time that someone really close to me passed away. So it was really strange that that had happened. I mean, of course, but I mean, I've just never experienced something like that. And I found it really crazy that that would have happened to me. So yeah, I'm not sure it's my first time ever calling, and not sure what you guys think about that. It'll be cool this year if this airs, but I love your show. I listen to it all the time when I have to take long drives and in class sometimes. Well, keep up the good work and have a great day. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. What's your thoughts?
The first part, maybe cats. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think cats can do some pretty sneaky things, but she did. There was only one cat and the cat couldn't have been there, but I don't know. I think I would just sleep better at night, not thinking about all that and just going, obviously the cat had figured some stuff out, pushing on the door, making the door rattle, you know. So I don't know if it could be paranormal. It could be cats.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, though, I do think is interesting that her friend who's sensitive saw something and then she found out later that someone she was close to had passed away. You know, those two things definitely could be connected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be her friend picked up on him around her. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know the timing if that all syncs up correctly. But, I mean, I definitely think that when people pass and you're close to them, you might have some kind of quick little experience that, you know, she happened to be with her friend who was sensitive at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of makes some sense to me, actually.
No, I hear you. I hear him.
And there was no cats involved in that.
That part, no. But cats in the other part, yes.
Yeah. I don't think the second part had anything to do with cats, but it could definitely have had something to do with her friend who had passed away.
After my parents' last cat passed away, a couple days, weeks later, they kept hearing the cat's claws walking along like the linoleum floor in the kitchen. And they could hear the cat coughing up hairballs. My dad, who does not believe in ghosts at all, even attests that, yes, in fact, this did occur. I don't know how he how he justifies it in his mind of with not believing in ghosts or anything, but it took place.
And a cat coughing up a hairball can almost sound paranormal too.
That in itself does sound paranormal, but when it is paranormal and it is the cat or the ghost of the cat, I don't know. That's just a creepy one.
That is super creepy. Like, if my cats, if something happens, and I hate even that thought because I love them so much,
mm-hmm.
but I've had other cats that have passed, like, that's the one sound I really don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
The demonic wailing sound that they can make, I don't want to hear that, and I don't want to hear the coughing up hairballs. Like, in a cute little meow,
mm-hmm.
do that one.
Yeah, that's what you want. You don't want the... Because I imagine it's in a real demonic tone, too, when you're dead.
Exactly.
Everything is. But exactly. Anyway, thanks for sharing that story with us. If you have a ghost story, we'd love to hear it. You can call in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Listen to our shows with no ads. It's easy to do. Apple Podcast has the option for you right there when you become a premium subscriber. If you're not on Apple Podcast, patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of it. Over there. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.